Chris and Kira. 2FM.
Oh, yes. There we go. Wonderful. I tell you, you know what else is wonderful, Kira? Do you have any idea? Well, I'll tell you what else is wonderful. Grace O'Reilly. Hello, Grace O'Reilly. How are you?
Hello there. Thank you for that.
Is that the first time you've been called wonderful today?
Yeah.
Good.
I think that's probably the first time I've ever been referred to as wonderful.
You should be called wonderful more often.
At least once a year.
Amazing Grace. I usually get Amazing Grace now.
Oh, that's clever.
Do you know, it was so funny. I was chatting earlier on, and I was like, what time are we going to talk to Gracie at? And then I was like, Jesus. I was like, I'm getting very familiar. I'm calling her Gracie already.
I've been calling worse.
You guys are the best of friends, obviously.
Yeah. Like, when are we talking to Gracie, Chris?
Well, Gracie, Amazing Grace, Grace O'Reilly, whatever you would like to be referred to as, it's all there. You know what, actually, as well, how would we get you on Twitter? Because I know your Twitter is another play on the Grace O'Reilly theme.
I know. I'm really sad. It's Gracie O'Smiley.
That's clever, though. I like that. Gracie O'Smiley. You hear that? If you're anywhere near Twitter, you should follow old Grace on at Gracie O'Smiley. See, that's clever. Now, of course, Grace is here because every week she comes on and she chats to us about some of the weird and wonderful things that are going on the internet. Now, how does she come across all this stuff? Well, I'll tell you how. Because Grace is working with her.ie, and Grace is in there, and she's in there all hours of the day and night, making sure that there's lots of cool stuff up on her.ie for everyone to check out. And, you know, Grace, you come on every week, you have this for us, and I know that there's been kind of a running theme now that we're going to keep an eye on your one Josie Cunningham, but we'll also keep an eye on other weird things that are going on the internet. It won't just be a segment about her every week.
People don't need to hear that much about Josie Cunningham.
Yeah, let's try and broaden our horizons. But I tell you, you know, this is interesting because there's a few things that I know we wanted to chat to you about tonight. What is this? I haven't had a chance to properly read it, but what is the Tinder-O-Matic, Grace? I feel you would be the woman to explain this to me.
Okay, so the Tinder-O-Matic is a device that someone, I would assume, has a lot of time on their hands and probably Tinder hasn't worked out that well for them.
Yeah.
It's a gadget, basically, that it automatically swipes right. So it automatically hits favourites, profiles, so that you actually don't have to do it yourself.
Okay, so for those that don't know, Tinder is kind of the latest dating app frenzy thing that's going on online, where people have to like each other and then get to chat to each other.
Yeah, but no, hold on. So when you say that you swipe right, does that mean that, because from my understanding of Tinder, not to get really basic here, but it's just so everyone knows what we're talking about, me included, because I don't use it, so I need you to talk me through it. Do you not? Have you ever used it? No.
No, I don't have a Facebook profile.
Me neither.
That's one of the things.
Exactly. See, I don't have any of that stuff, and apparently you need to log it in through your Facebook and stuff, which to me seems crazy. Anyway,
I think it's a good thing that I don't have a. Look, this is really weird. Can I just make a point, right?
Yeah.
Chris, Grace is on the phone with us, and me. Three of us don't have a Facebook profile.
It's like we must be the only three people our age in Ireland.
We should
create our
own utopia or something like that, because I have never come across three people at the one time that don't have a Facebook profile.
Listen, we're ahead of the times.
Yeah, exactly. Usually people look at me and go, you don't have a Facebook profile.
But I was being interviewed to move into a house once, and they were like, oh, sure, look, we can find you on Facebook. And I said, oh, actually, I said, I'm not on Facebook. And they were like, you're not on Facebook. And I could see the look in their face, and I was like, I ain't getting a room
in
this.
They crossed
house.
You off that list.
They
the
did
second.
Because they thought I was weird.
They were like,
for not
serial
being
killer, not being on Facebook. Yep. They were like, yeah, exactly.
She's committed murder. Yeah.
But anyway, no.
Why can we stalk her?
Exactly. See, that's it. I can see why people want to know what people's Facebooks are. But you know what? Interestingly enough, so you're on Facebook to use Tinder, and you go on there. And am I right in saying that? So this app that you're talking about, Grace, it automatically clicks like for every Tinder profile.
Now, this actually isn't an app, it's a gadget. So you set your phone on one side, and it's like, it's almost like a wand with a, I know, it's, this is the worst description ever.
Wow.
It just moves back and forth.
So it's a physical apparatus that I have to, oh wow. Rather than me just using my finger or something. Yeah.
You know, it saves repetitive strain injury, Chris.
That's
true.
Good woman.
A lot of nice girls, they're clicking. Some can get sore.
Here's the thing though, if I was on Tinder, I would imagine I'd just click yes to everyone, right?
Yes, you would.
Because isn't Tinder a numbers game? Like, wouldn't you just surely click yes to 1,000 people and then see who says hello to you? Wouldn't that be how to do it?
baby.
Yeah, that's my patented way that I'm going to develop for using Tinder. I'm going to give classes in it. But yeah, so this guy invented a thing that basically, I think I can see what he's doing here. He's basically playing the numbers game and he's liking every Tinder profile he comes across.
While also maybe doing like a day job or something.
Yeah, exactly. He's probably there like monitoring like an ambulance system or something. And he's also like, hold on, I'm just on, hold on, Tinder there as well. And he's, you know, he's pressing all of the buttons. That makes total sense. Well, look, all right, that's fair enough. But
I would imagine that only people who are addicted to Tinder would probably use the Tinder-O-Matic.
Well, apparently it's for people that are getting a bit fed up of Tinder.
And they're just...
And are losing the will to click, right?
So they're just indiscriminately clicking into everything and saying, yeah, you know, oh, fair enough, I can
like
understand
in 12,
that.
In 12 hours, it has the power to click 10,000
people. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, that's an awful lot of people to message back, in fairness.
I'm going
to
go on 10,000 dates, absolutely. That's totally doable. But hey, look, there you go. We'll leave him to it, whoever the inventor of the Tinder-O-Matic was. But another thing that I was interested in that was on her.ie, the Grace is going to tell us about. What is this thing for? Because I wish this did exist, but now apparently it does. Where it stops you from sending a message that you didn't want to send, or what does it do?
Okay, so it's an app called Answer. So it basically works primarily essentially the same way that Snapchat would work. So you download the app,
okay,
just like you have WhatsApp, Skype, Fiber, and you message. So say, Chris, I had it, you had it.
Yeah.
And we were messaging each other back and forth. You sent something that you shouldn't have sent.
That's highly possible.
Highly possible, Grace.
Yeah. And you can then go, like, say if it was drinking juice or, you know, you done it just out of the spur of the moment, you can then go and actually click in and delete it.
Oh!
Now, the chances are that I could have actually already seen it, but you still have the power to delete it.
So with this particular service, if we're both using it, yeah, we can kind of take back what we said.
Yeah, and also
that'd be amazing.
I know, yeah. I know, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
It has a timer as well, so, you know, the messages can expire, just like Snapchat.
Brilliant.
That's clever. That is clever, in fairness.
No, that is so clever if you're, like, let's say, just starting to text a guy.
Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly.
I would say to someone, if I was worried about that kind of stuff, I would say, right, the only way we're allowed to communicate with each other is via this app, and that would be it, because then we could very effectively control everything that's, you know, going on there.
Guys, I think that's brilliant, because that would stop me an awful lot of the time from, let's say, texting somebody, because I would be afraid that they would have information that I would text them forever. Like, I can delete it off my phone.
Sure, but they'll,
still have it.
Yeah.
So it is a concern of mine, because I suppose I'd be kind of private, let's say.
As a celebrity, Kira.
Well, no,
you know?
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is...
As someone who was in the Sunday Times.
As someone who's in the...
Yeah.
I would just be private, and I'd be afraid that... Not that I'd send any crazy text messages or anything like that, but I'd hate that if you put the trust in someone that they'd be able to throw back on your face.
Sure, of course, they have dirt on you, absolutely.
You know?
And they'd have it on their phone.
God,
for, yeah.
That, and so what is it called?
So it's called Answer.
The app is Answer.
Answer app. And actually, the founder and the CEO is a woman called Natalie, and she...
She's a smart lady.
She's a smart lady, and she's basically cashing in on Snapchat, because, like, they're basically selling it that it allows you to talk more freely with...
Because, of course, in this day and age where, like, revenge porn is huge.
Kira loves her revenge porn. She's always bringing it up in conversation. She seems to love forcing it into conversations.
But I'm just making a point, though. In the times that we live in, revenge porn is an absolutely horrific thing to happen to any individual. So having the power to be able to delete the photos, let's say, that you've sent, or the messages that you've sent to someone that you don't really want, you know, to see the light of day, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it would actually make me talk to more people.
Exactly.
Can't argue with you there.
Listen, we don't have Facebooks, but we all have the Answer app.
Yeah, see, this is it. We all need to get it. In future,
Chris,
I'm making a directive.
And you should download that app, because the weird shit that me and you send each other.
Yeah, to be fair, I've sent Kira some really weird stuff. And
the
unfortunate thing is that if a person from the outside looked at it, they would just go, wow, these two are, like, unwell.
Yeah.
Like, these two are properly, they need to be sectioned.
Yeah,
like,
no,
there's
Grace,
something wrong with
Grace,
these people.
Grace, we were even talking on Tuesday night's show, and we had this guy on about what to do with your social media after you pass away. I know that sounds very morbid, but, like, I made Chris promise to delete his Viber messages that I send him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Grace, in the event, now, I don't want to get all morbid here, but in the event of you dying, and I know, look, this is serious,
okay,
and I don't want to bring down the mood, but Grace, in the event of you dying, do you have a person in your life who you've nominated and who you've told to delete your internet history?
No.
You don't?
You got to get on that, Grace.
You have to choose someone in your life, Grace, that'll delete your internet history for you if you happen to pass on.
Right, that's okay. I'm going to do that right now.
Have you never thought of that?
I didn't really think
Grace,
of it.
Now this is a big concern.
I know why Grace didn't think about it, because you sound like the loveliest person in the world.
No,
so I'm sure that Grace isn't sending any dodgy messages.
Kira, Grace is on her third warning from her.ie for looking stuff up at work. Literally, she's nearly out of there.
No, well, you see, I have a lot of locks and things, you know, so like I would have passcodes and stuff. Like, I sound really dodgy now. But
hey, so did Jennifer Lawrence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would have like passcodes and passwords.
Well, Grace, I just hope that's enough. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to scare you. I just hope that is enough. But obviously as well, of course, lest anyone think that was a joke, Grace is no warnings as far as I'm aware. As far as I'm aware, Grace is a model employee.
Busted.
Yeah. Well, look, anyway, there you go. Grace, I tell you what, these are both very interesting. So we learned tonight about the Tinder-O-Matic and also the Ansa app, which allows you to delete messages, not just on your own phone, but from the other person's phone. Now, that's a big selling point, in fairness. So I tell you what, I love it when you come on, Grace. It's very fun. Of course, you also are on her.ie. You're a journalist there with her.ie. And you are on Twitter at Gracie O'Smiley is your Twitter. At Gracie O'Smiley. Go online, say hello to Grace, give her a follow. Grace, thank you for coming on this evening.
No problem at all.
Kira, there we go.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.